A question from a cyberspace cadet from Australia, Aussie.com, is that, what is the best way of using Vedic astrology for predictive purposes, and is the will of man stronger than the vibration of the stars and their magnetic influences? A Jyotish Shastri guru understands the family lineage extremely well from generation to generation, therefore can relate the astrological influences more correctly than can the modern astrologer who just has a walk-in customer and that's it, gives some off-the-top-of-the-head advice. The best way to use Vedic astrology is to be sure that you know your client extremely well, all of his associates, relatives, and friends, because they also have an influence within the sphere of the individual's life. If the client is surrounded by good, productive, creative, happy people, this would tend to mitigate negative influences from the planets at the time that he's going through them. However, if he's surrounded by negative, unproductive people who do not uplift but tear down as their occupation, this would strengthen negative influences of a period that he might be going through. And with all of this in mind and more, yes, the willpower of an individual can mitigate the influence of the planets. Here at Kwadinam, we look at the negative periods as a time to go within ourselves, and the positive periods the time to move the forces of the outside world. Like all mystical sciences, Jyotish, Vedic astrology is taught on a vibration between the teacher and the student. Not through books, not through computer, but on a vibration. It's an absorbing learning, an experiential learning. So be careful of any astrologer you might go to, because when you go to an astrologer, you're open, whatever he puts into your mind, you might manifest yourself, whether it's true or untrue.